Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula, that's Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. First round of All-Star Game voting has been tallied, and it's been dispatched. And Lopez, I don't think you like what it looks like, do you?
It's a joke. Is that good enough?
I think that tells me your your feelings on this.
Is that good enough? All right, so let me call it up here, but let me just give you a couple of hits, if you will. So the All-Star Game voting is out. They do it by position. And just some of the hits here. And you tell me your initial reaction. All right. So would it surprise you if I told you not a single Astro tops any position group at all?
No.
Would it surprise you if I told you none even have a chance?
Yes.
How so?
I mean, we've talked about this quite a bit. I mean, in the AL, There's some tough groups where you have, you know, your strong guys matching up in a group that's really tough. Like, one of the things was we were talking about, and we were, I don't remember where, I think it was the Athletic had put something out that was alluding to the idea that one of the big all-star battles that'll be there in the AL is shortstop, where obviously there's been some really good shortstops. Mm-hmm. Jacob Wilson has been good. Obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. is Bobby Witt Jr. He's one of the stars at that position, kind of just in general. And then there's been Jeremy Peña, who has been a delight for you. He's been a revelation, even, at short, and really more importantly, at the plate for you. Now taking up the leadoff duties. In fact, I was thinking about this as I was, you know, starting up the game last night. I was like, damn, it's kind of incredible. This dude used to bat, what was that, like fifth, sixth? And now he's like confidently leading off for you, and I feel great about it. Like, this
who
has
was
been,
it said he might be in the Altuve or somebody said he might be in the MVP conversation here pretty soon?
Was that said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is, I guess that might have been a thing that was said. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even without that, like, I've been very fond of him, and it felt like he should be in a level of running. To for you to say that he is not close is surprising for me.
He's not going to even come close. The leader at shortstop, Jacob Wilson, 562,000 votes plus.
Understandable. He's been incredible.
Jeremy Peña is third with more than 200,000 fewer votes.
Okay, he's third. It's the votes that's getting him. Yeah. But, I mean, he is third. And it does feel like the Astros are going to be at a disadvantage with any of these during the voting portion of this, just because of the, you know, the relationship that we know that the Astros have with the larger MLB and especially baseball watching public due to, you know, that thing that happened at one time in 2017.
That's right.
But it does feel like Jacob Wilson is also getting the bump of, like, being a really interesting story. Young cat that's playing really well. So, like, maybe obviously you have A's fans that are voting for him, but, you know, just like some Chicago White Sox fan who's just been interested in baseball, they know that, yo, this is an incredible story because this young cat. I do wonder how many people are understanding and appreciating, yo, this is an incredible story for Jeremy Peña, especially if you're not watching closely, because you'll be like, yeah, he was a, you know, a World Series MVP before. Like, sure. But that would not actually tell the story of the development that we've been seeing.
I thought that whole the late 2022 run.
Or 22. Did I say 17?
Was going to be the big difference, you know? But it's not. He's more than 200,000 votes short. Now, how about second base? Jose Altuve, we noted that he came in as a second baseman on the ballot.
Even though at any given time he is listed and you know, considered a left fielder for the Astros. It is interesting that he's still – do you like that? Do you feel like –
No, I don't really like that. He's an outfielder. Well, he does both, but it seems like they changed his position. How about this, though? He's 100,000 votes behind Gleyber Torres.
But he is what? He's third, though.
He's third.
I did find that interesting because, like, he hasn't been bad. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been like peak Altuve. He's been somewhere in between. But him, would you be happy with him making it as a second baseman?
Oh, I mean, of course.
Just for him to make it in general?
Just to make the squad. But my bigger point here is, and I'm going to give you some more that are sort of head scratchers here. Like, this is not ever going to change because baseball likes the interaction with fans, they enjoy the engagement and all that. This isn't even close. I mean, this isn't even close to an accurate depiction of who should be the all-stars and stuff. Now, I get you get reserves and all that, but let's look at the other way. Is it fair that Christian Walker is fifth among first basemen? He's fifth. He's got over 123,000 votes. Paul Goldschmidt is probably gonna get there. He and Vlad Guerrero are one and two, but Christian Walker is fifth.
Yeah, I'm like, who are we talking about?
Thank you, Sean Pendergast.
Yeah, I didn't want to call him out. I'm like, he might be voting.
See what you're doing?
How many IP addresses does Sean have? That's the first question. It's just like, Sean, where are the places that you're voting at? Like, is he going to various different places? Is he taking people's phones and getting the, that does feel outside of the bounds of what should be.
Jordan, fourth. 107. How many games has he played?
How many games has he played well is probably the better question.
Yeah, 172,000 votes, fourth place, hasn't really played well when he played and has missed a lot of games.
When things like this happen, even though, you know, I think once you get to the end, you probably find something that's a little bit more indicative of what's happening. But I keep thinking back to like the years that like Yao Ming was a starter in the NBA All-Star game because, you know, the international
voting. There
was
some serious ballot stuffing.
Yes. Shout out to our friends in China that did that for us in those time periods. Garlic. But like, how does that at all make you feel a little different about what the All-Star game is and how it's going when you see things like that happening? Even though Jordan, I'm okay with that because of who he is, the stature of his character and really like who he is as a baseball player, still a feared hitter, even though he's had a rough season and obviously he's had injuries. The Christian Walker one's a little tough, even though he's also a respected player, but it's just he's had such a rough season that it feels, and he's not regarded in the same way quite as Jordan. It's kind of surprising that he's in that place.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the outfield?
Yes.
Where do you think Jake Meyers ranks in voting?
I don't think he can't be in the top five.
There are 20 that were listed.
Give me 13th.
I'm going to say 11th.
19.
Okay.
That's 19 out of 20.
That makes sense.
I kind of get it.
But again, it's reflective of this is a joke. It's a joke.
I mean,
because they're not basing it off of, you know, the play on the field pretty much. It's like a popular vote.
Yeah. But let me get the other one. Where do you think Isak Paredes ranks that, among third basemen?
This
incredible
is
year, getting a lot of run, a lot of pub.
This is the one that's going to make me mad. This one's the one that's going to make me mad. He better be third.
Nah, I think he's out the top tier.
He's fifth.
Oh, fifth. Okay.
800,000 votes behind Jose Ramirez.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I can't blame, like, all right, so you got to tell me how many votes he is behind Sagan. Jose Ramirez has been really pretty good this year. Yeah. Not only this year, but, to be fair.
Oh, you mean
he just always is really good. Yeah, who is he?
You mean Alex Bregman? Alex Bregman is
who's
second.
Who's also been really good this year. I can't be mad about those. But then who? Okay, so you have one and two. We know Isak Paredes is five. Who is third and fourth? To see if I actually can be. Well, I'm trying to find righteous indignation, and I hope that three and four allow me to be righteous. Otherwise, I'm just mad for no reason.
So Bregman has almost 200,000 votes more than Isak.
And again, I can justify that.
Addison Barger is third from the Blue Jays, and Zach McKinstry from the Tigers is fourth, and then Isak.
All right, so
this is, come on.
So where do you think Isak should be?
He should probably be third. And I think Reggie's right. Maybe second, if you know, depending on what you feel about, you know, his defense, although Bregman's obviously got an incredible defender. But yeah, probably third. But so no Astros are
within shouting distance. It's Altuve is your best look. Now, of course, your best opportunities at real All-Stars are pitching wise. Because I mean, Hunter Brown is legitimately on Cy Young shortlist, and it's a national perspective with Hunter Brown and the way that he does his thing. Josh Hader has been incredible. Like, he has the saves, he has like the save percentage, all of this at a level where I think, and then he's also just already been, from a baseball perspective, on a national stage. Those guys are probably in a good space to be All-Stars. But like this, I think this also to some degree speaks to what this lineup has been. Like, defensively they've been fine. Offensively they've been doing enough and timely, but it has not been good enough. Well, it's been good enough to get victories, but it's not been good enough to gain accolades.
Yeah, but does it? Let me ask you the second part to this. As I'm, you know, we understand fan contest, and it's not going to be very accurate. And some players are going to just get short shrift. Does it make you rethink exactly how many Astros make the All-Star team?
I mean, certainly,
right?
I mean, certainly to some degree. Although I don't know how robust were we going before. We were talking about the likes of, I mean, Jake is playing really well in the outfield, but will he get that love? We were talking about the guys that we felt comfortable with, Isak and Jeremy. Those guys are looking a little bit more dicey, but I do think that they still have an opportunity, especially as Jeremy has been consistent, Isak is returning and probably finds his groove, and as you get closer towards the All-Star game, those guys are continuing to play important games. But you knew that it was going to be the guys that you were really talking about with pitching wise. Like, those were the guys that were really stand out, and that you were hoping a little bit, especially with the ceiling that's on those guys with Jose Ramirez. And I guess if you want to put Bregman also there, and Jacob Wilson being, you know, ceilings that were going to stop them from being starters at the very least.
I think it's a very real chance you get one.
That you get Hunter Brown?
Outside of pitchers, yeah. Because Paredes is fifth, and there's going to be two for sure with Ramirez and Bregman, and then you got Barger and McKinstry, and then the only one you really have, I don't know if is Altuve going to make it behind Gleyber Torres and Jackson Holliday?
And will Altuve go?
Jazz Chisholm might be in the mix at some point. He might not go. As you just said, you might just get Jeremy Peña, man.
Not a bad all-star representative if you had to, but when you send one. But
it could be some things where people get injured and people opt out, where, you know, you might get a couple more Astros in there. But right now, it's looking like maybe just one.
And maybe pitchers, you know, you might get more than one pitcher for sure.
Sure, certainly.
Hunter Brown and Hader.
It feels fitting, though, if you have two pitchers and one, you know, fielder. That feels more fitting like the way that this season has gone, that your pitching would be the ones that are, I guess, appreciated and saluted via the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you be most upset about not making the All-Star team of the guys we're talking about, even though we understand like the way that this thing is voting out early? And maybe this probably also means that we need to be more diligent. And hey, Astros fans, get up there and vote for your Astros.
Yeah. I would say Isak, maybe even Jake Myers. Because I'm assuming Jeremy Payne is going to make it. He's got to make it, right?
I mean, you know what they say you know what they say about assumptions, though, right?
Maybe not.
I mean, you're talking about it. I don't think he's at a place where you can say that with any level of certainty. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would be upsetting for, because Isak has been has been a revelation. He's been very good for you. He's been one of the stabilizing forces, if not the stabilizing force for you. I think the Jake Myers has been really good, and I think there's a level of adulation that's due locally. But it feels like Isak has been like national level good, and it feels like he should be able to get that on that stage.
I mean, let me be very clear. Jake Myers is not going to make it. I don't think he has any chance at all, not just with the voting, but the outfield. That's where they put, I mean, there's a bunch of studs in the outfield. I mean, you can just go down the list and players that are certainly going to be mentioned and thought of even by the manager before Jake Myers. But so I'd say Isak.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, a reminder, get out there, continue to vote for your Astros so that you can make, if for no other reason, John Lopez a little bit happier anytime the next time.
I blame it all on Sean Pendergast.
That's right. I often do most of my blaming on all the things that are wrong in my life on Pendergast myself. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is a question that is kind of built out of the Rockets offseason, but I think it factors in a lot of different places with these dynamics that the Houston sports teams have, where you have this strong coach and strong front office head. Who wins in a moment of disagreement? Is it Ime? Is it Rafael Stone? Is it D'Amico? Is it Nick Caserio? Who do you think? We'll talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.